The following audio is a Sunday sermon from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Para Vista, South Australia. For more information about the church, please go to paravista.org.au.
Well, good morning, friends. The Lord be with you. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. Walk with us. Draw us to your heart. Help us to grow in you and be part of your big story for your world. Amen. I guess you can never predict the circumstances where you will encounter God. Ain't that the truth? Our God is one of surprises. A God who transforms disaster into blessing. A God who puts people back together again who've been broken. I think it's true that despite our wonderful plans and our best intentions, we often find ourselves ambushed by circumstances. Yes? Yes? Am I the only person that happens to? No? We live in a broken world full of imperfect people where accidents happen and things go wrong. Let's be honest. Every one of us messes up multiple times in a day, and there are often consequences when our mess-ups are really bad. Furthermore, other people mess up with us. We are hurt and wounded by their attitudes and their words and actions toward us. Yes? At some points of our lives, every single one of us has to carry a cross. We don't get to choose which one. Simon of Cyrene didn't choose to carry the cross of Jesus, yet carrying it changed his life forever. You know, apart from carrying the cross, we don't hear much about Simon of Cyrene. And so I find myself wondering, well, what actually happened in that Passover week and afterwards? I wonder if he stayed longer in Jerusalem, whether he might have actually spent some time hanging out with the disciples. And if he did, I wonder if he got to encounter the risen Lord Jesus. Maybe ate and drank with Jesus, maybe talked with Jesus. And if he was talking with Jesus, I wonder what Jesus might have said to him. Hey, Simon, thank you for carrying my crossbeam. Simon, I want you to know that was not an accident, but part of God's plan and purpose for your life so you could meet me. I wonder about that. One thing we do know is that Simon of Cyrene must have went home to tell his family, because in Mark we read this. A certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. Who is mentioned there? The sons of Simon, Rufus and Alexander. Why on earth would Mark mention those two guys' names unless they were known to the Christian community that Mark was writing to? Most probably the Christians in Rome. And then Bible scholars wonder whether this Rufus and his mum might be mentioned by Paul in his greetings at the end of Romans. Paul writes, "Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who has been a mother to me too." So Paul got acquainted with this Rufus and his mum. So get this. Simon encounters Jesus on the way to Jesus' execution. And then Simon wants other people to encounter Jesus through his witness, beginning with his own family. We know that must have happened. Yes? Friends, let's think about our circumstances and the things we confront in life. We tend to think that God is watching over us and looking after us when all our plans come to fruition. Yes? But what happens when the plans don't work out the way we had hoped? What if they turn to total disaster like it seemed that Simon's day did? Then we think, oh, God, why has this happened to me? I feel ripped off. I feel abandoned. I feel like you're betraying me. Have you turned your back on me? Why on earth do we expect God to rubber stamp all of our perfect plans? For those of you who are parents, do you always do that for your children? For those of you who are grandparents, do you do it with your grandchildren? For those of you who don't have children or grandchildren, do you always endorse the plans, the craziest plans of your friends? Probably not. Because not all plans, if they work out, are going to be good for us in the long term. Could it be that God uses the circumstances in our lives to draw us to Himself so we get to participate more fully in His plans? See, the God we meet in the Scriptures is one who turns messing into blessing. He takes the brokenness of our circumstances to rebuild people and draw us into His plans for our lives and His plans for His world. God has a habit of doing that. And if you want proof of that, put yourself at the foot of the cross and look up at the God we meet in brokenness and suffering. Stand at the foot of the cross, because there is no God outside of Jesus who hangs there for you and me. The God we meet in brokenness and degradation is with us in our most terrible circumstances. He is with us so that He can release us from the imprisonment of those circumstances, so He can set us free from bitterness and blame, from guilt and shame, and bring us into His resurrection life, into God's great story for His world, a story that ends in glory, a story of life with God and His people forever. Amen. Paul David Tripp has written a book called Forever, Why You Can't Live Without It. Some of you would have received an email from me during the week. Let me read from a bit in this which seems to tap into what we're talking about. You may feel lost in your circumstances. You may feel that God is not near. You may not be able to figure out why you have been chosen to go through this difficult moment. You may not know how to think properly about or how to respond to what is now going on in your life. But forever tells you that you are not the victim of impersonal forces. Someone is in charge of what is happening in your life. Forever tells us there is a God, that He does have a plan, that He is in control, and that as God's child, you do have a hope and a help, because grace has been included in His unalterable plan. This means that as earth-shattering as this moment may be for you, your world is not ending, and you will not be lost in your circumstances. A place has been prepared for you in the forever that is to come. God is not about to lose you along the way. Amen? Friends, your life and your future is in God's hands, and you are woven into His plans. So whenever you are encountering terrible circumstances, remember the God in Jesus is with you. That God will never, ever stop loving you. That God will give you enough grace each single day to walk through those circumstances into His future, which has an amazing ending, because the God who began a good work in you will bring it to completion on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the people of God said, Amen. Let's pray. Father God, what an amazing thing that You enter our brokenness. You get wrapped up in our human condition, that You may redeem us out of it and draw us into an amazing future. Lord, I pray that that would refresh every single person here today who's doing it tough at the moment. Holy Spirit, bring Your comfort to them. Remind them of the Father's unfailing love, and remind them and all of us of the future that is ours together in Jesus. And the people of God said, Amen.